It's been a bit of a hectic week in news, unfortunately, this week. And the man to let us know what happened this week and to give a wrap is Jeff Field. G'day, Jeff.
Yeah, good morning, Mick. This segment could go anywhere. It's pretty much I jot down the main stories of each day and then come back and try and recap. And unfortunately, you're right, most of it is bad news. We'll see if we can find some good news in amongst it all. We'll start off on Monday, a very good place to start.
Indeed.
Counter-terrorism experts say they're going to build a new separate supermax jail for extremists. That had a lot of debate going, from some experts claiming that's just going to make them even angrier, and segregating them from the general prison population is not a good idea, so we'll see what happens there. A Chinese Eastern flight was forced to make an emergency landing after a hole ripped through the side of the plane. The Queen's birthday honours list were announced, because it was a long weekend, Monday. Wow.
I forgot about that.
We had all sorts of people, 900 people, some you would know, Cate Blanchett, Alan Joyce, Anthony Green, the election supremo on the ABC, and Paddy Newton. I'd love Paddy. Let's see. Emmanuel Macron shored up his support with a victory after the election last month. This was another election. It's very complicated, the French elections. There's another round to go.
Oh, right.
But he is the president nonetheless, but okay. He's just building support with his party members. I won't go into details because I actually don't really understand the French electoral system.
Fair enough.
On Tuesday, let's see, Nick Xenophon warned of a recession. He copped a bit of flack for that, but he was talking about the power, pricing, the housing affordability, all turning into a perfect storm.
Now, power's been a big topic this week. Of course, I think Energy Australia has announced something like a $6 a week
hike. Correct. Yes, I heard Daniel in the 6 o'clock news with that. So he, you know, I hope he's wrong, but he did warn, he did make that dire warning. Also, there was an announcement that... There was figures showing that the car sharing system in Sydney is not growing. It's pretty much remaining static. That's when you get a go-get if you live in the inner city. So the car sharing people are asking for increased spots at railway stations and light rail stops. That makes sense. So we'll see what happens there. Wednesday, drug testing very much in the news with welfare recipients. That was announced in the budget. There was... a stunt, let's face it. It was a stunt at Parliament House where they brought in drug testing kits for four carefully selected politicians who all passed with flying colours. And Jackie Lambie crashed the press conference and said, guys, that was a stunt.
Yeah.
Now, whatever you think of Jackie Lambie, she does actually call it as she sees it. And she said, they should be random tests. She said, give me the stick and I'll lick it now. That is exactly what she said. Moving right along.
I won't touch that.
Don't touch that. Moving to bendy buses. I don't know if that's a good segue. The state government announces it's going to scrap bendy buses and bring back the double deckers, which they scrapped in 1980.
I love the double deckers. They look great.
Absolutely. But the, as per usual, the union is not happy because they're saying that the double deckers. There are rules that say they cannot depart bus stops until the last passenger is seated upstairs.
Oh.
You know, there's a lot of elderly, frail people who takes a while for them to get upstairs. And so they're saying it's going to actually cause more congestion on the roads. And they're also saying a lot of Sydney suburbs now have low-hanging trees where the buses actually won't be able to get through. But you would have to say it works in London. But that's what the unions are saying. Jeff Sessions, meanwhile, overseas, denied he had any undisclosed meetings with Russian officials.
Right, yes. Did you see those that coverage of that, where they're all sitting there giving evidence, and all these photographers are just sitting in front, and it's just like so
it's
awkward.
It's like lying in wait.
They're sitting on the floor, they're like crawling around on their hands and knees. It looks pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it's kind of unflattering.
I just all I could notice when I saw all that footage, just like all these photographers just in the way.
I know, it's quite bizarre, the whole setup there. Yesterday...
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so we had the fog at Sydney Airport causing all sorts of problems. I think in the end we had about 35 flights cancelled, but all was back to normal. We had a shooting at Villawood. Unfortunately, we'll have more news in the news at 7. There's been just been another shooting out at Claymore in Sydney's West.
Oh, wow.
The government has also announced a amnesty on guns, people that own illegal guns, the first since the Port Arthur massacre. Again, Daniel, we'll have more information in the news at 8 o'clock. And also, after we went off yesterday, Manus Island refugees welcoming the $70 million payout, but say their trauma, of course, can never be repaid.
Yeah.
So that was the week that was. I think on a lighter note, let's talk about last night. The Lansdowne Hotel reopened, the mighty Lansdowne. You were there.
I was there. Look, we never knew whether this place, of course, there was a fire at the Lansdowne a few years ago.
And, correct.
And since then, it sort of shut down, and then it sort of changed hands for a while. There was talk of it becoming like a music school. And then the guys who own Mary's and the Unicorn, they basically are now running the joint. They've done a huge renovation on the downstairs and the upstairs. And the upstairs band room, which holds around 250, 300 people, is going to be run by Matt and Dan Rule, who are the guys who used to run the Annandale down the road.
Annandale Hotel, right.
So it's great to have them involved, and it's a real good collaboration of the guys from Mary's with the food, amazing food.
They had, important.
The Mary's Burger is pretty popular down on King okay. Street, and they combine the Mary's Burger with a pizza now. So you can get a Mary's Burger pizza.
I'm starving. I'm sure a lot of 2SER listeners would have been out there last night. I hear it was packed.
It was packed, yeah. There was lines out the door, and it was a bit of a super group on last night.
Yeah, I heard that.
A mixture of Sticky Fingers, DMAs, Preachers, Royal Headache, a Sydney musician super group. Fantastic.
How it should be, and like bringing back memories of the great days of Sydney live music. That's great to hear.
Yeah,
it's really good. Finished on a happy note.
We have.
I think we should stop there.
All right.
Thanks, Mick.
Thanks, Jeff, for coming down and giving us a wrap of the week that was.